Hi, this is Daniel Garb of the Movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Some people mistake upper class and working class characters with highbrow and lowbrow films, when actually often the opposite's true. So this week I'm looking at three movies. There's a middlebrow biopic about an orphan at a private school, an art house drama about working class kids in Berlin, and a comedy about a boorish con artist at an elite resort. The Hustle, directed by Chris Addison. Josephine, played by Anne Hathaway, is a British aristocrat who lives in a cliffside mansion in Beaumont-sur-Mer, a casino resort in the French Riviera. Fluent in many languages, the high-stakes gambler and seductress knows all the shakers and movers on the Côte d'Azur. But her life of luxury is disrupted by a hefty and boorish Aussie named Penny Rust, played by Rebel Wilson, who's passing through town. Penny is a small-time con artist whose MO involves catfishing men online using stock photos, then tricking them out of more money when they meet face-to-face. So Penny is arrested mid-scam, tossed into prison, and kicked out of town. What she doesn't know is she's been played. The policewoman who arrested her actually works for another con artist, none other than Josephine. So when she discovers the truth, Penny and Josephine face off face-to-face, and they agree on a competition. Whoever succeeds in scamming a random man out of $500,000 can stay at the resort, and the other one must leave town. Their victim is an innocent Mark Zuckerberg lookalike, played by Alex Sharp. So which of the two will win over this tech millionaire? Okay, if this sounds vaguely familiar to you, it's because it is. The Hustle is a remake of Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, but this time with Anne Hathaway in the Michael Caine role and Rebel Wilson replacing Steve Martin. Well, recasting successful comedies with women in the formerly male roles is popular these days, but I gotta say, it doesn't always work. But in this case, it sure does work. The Hustle is better, funnier, and even more subversive than Scoundrels. Hathaway is clever as the multilingual aristocrat, but it's Rebel Wilson who steals every scene with her physical humor, facial contortions, and body language. She is absolutely brilliant. Maybe the concept of con artists on the Riviera is a little bit dated, but I don't know. This movie had me laughing loudly during the whole show. I don't normally recommend movies, but this one is hilarious. Tolkien, directed by Domé Karokoski. It's the early 20th century in Birmingham, England. Young J.R.R. Tolkien, played by Nicholas Holt, is an orphan who finds himself in impecunious circumstances. Luckily, a rich Catholic priest, Father Francis, takes him under his wing and sponsors him to study at a prestigious school called King Edward's. He was homeschooled by his mother before she died, leaving his head filled with stories of mythical dragons and elves. And he may be the poor kid at this school, but he immediately impresses everybody with his knowledge of Latin, Old English, and mythical languages he creates just for himself. And after the initial misgivings, he falls in with three other boys, Christopher, Jeffrey, and Robert. Together, they form the Tea Club and Barovian Society, a four-person gang that hangs out in tea shops discussing art, music, and poetry, as well as concepts like bravery, fellowship, and loyalty. And he meets a beautiful young woman, Edith Bratt, played by Lily Collins, also an orphan who lives in his boarding home. His friendship with the boys grows even as his love for the piano-playing Edith deepens. He's eventually accepted to Oxford on a scholarship, but he's separated from Edith and from some of his friends. And then his world is torn apart by World War I, when all of them are sent off to the trenches where he witnesses carnage and total destruction. Who will live and who will die? And will he ever get back together with Edith again? Tolkien is about the boyhood and youth of J.R.R. Tolkien, long before he wrote The Hobbit and Lord of the Rings. The movie flashes back and forth between his memories of growing up and going to school and what's present day in the film, which is when he's stuck in the trenches in the Battle of the Somme in World War I. And it gives a few hints of his future as a writer of the famous fantasy books. He imagines fire-breathing dragons on the battlefront. He thinks the dead bodies all around him is like Mordor. And the four friends are like Frodo, Sam, and the rest of the gang in the Fellowship of the Ring. It also touches on Wagner's Ring Cycle influence. So it's kind of interesting to watch if you're really into his books. And I like the period costumes, and the acting was okay, but this movie never seems to go anywhere. It falls into the category of biopic where they're about revered subjects, so you can't show passion, adventure, or sex, or basically anything at the risk of tarnishing his image. Ironically, Tolkien's heirs, didn't endorse this movie anyway, even after all that. So there's no sparks at all in this hagiography. Just a few kisses and some unrequited longing glances. Meh. Be My Star, or Mein Stern, two from 2001, written and directed by Valeska Griesebach. Nicole, played by Nicole Glaser, is a 14-year-old girl who lives in Berlin with her two sisters, Monique and Janine. She's at a turning point in her life. It's when you try out a job. She chooses to intern at a bakery because she likes the way it smells, and when she's also becoming sexually aware. First, she dates whatever guy asks her, but later she becomes more discerning. She approaches Schöps, played by Christopher Schöps, a soccer-playing teenager, to give it a go. He's interning as a plumber and gets his own apartment. So they have cigarettes, alcohol, and privacy to share, but they don't quite know what to do. Is this love, and are they a couple or just a couple of kids? Be My Star is a very sweet and beautiful coming-of-age story from 20 years ago. It's acted by kids using their real names. The three sisters are sisters, and is shot in a verite style and setting. Very realistic, but this is clearly a documentary. It's a drama. It's not a documentary. It's also an excellent example of the Berlin school of filmmaking, that style. This tender and intimate examination of first love and first fight is realistic and moving. And you can see it as part of Past Forward, German Directors Before Cannes, which is a series of seminal films by German directors who later became famous. I really like this one. So Tolkien and The Hustle both open today in Toronto. Check your local listings. And Goethe Films is playing Be My Star. That's the German movie. One show only at the TIFF Bell Lightbox on May 14th at 6:30 p.m. Check that one out. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.